First, Kelly's got your buzz stories.
The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's the buzz? What's happening? It's brought to you by Selby Shoes, etc. Voted best shoe store in Best of the 207 for the past 2 years. Selby Shoes, etc. Dick's Sporting Goods Plaza, South Portland. What are we buzzing about, Kel?
Today marks 6 months since the Lewiston shootings, where 18 people were killed and 13 people were injured. The Maine Resiliency Center is hosting a commemoration event at 6:30 tonight at Samard Payne Memorial Park.
Yeah. Wow. 6 months.
I'll never forget that night where we were, the text back and forth between you, me, and Deej.
Yeah, trying to figure out if we should go in and go on the air.
If this was real, if this was,
This can't be real.
Right.
This can't be real, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After meeting with the Columbia University president, House Speaker Mike Johnson has called on her to resign if she cannot size down the Gaza war protests at the school and threatened to cut federal funding for colleges that do not create safe environments for their Jewish students.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This is such a divisive thing. I can't imagine being the president of a school where the students are exercising, you know, their right to protest, to make a statement. But obviously, if it's becoming anti-Jewish, it's getting out of hand.
Of course.
Well, not just getting out of hand. I mean, like, that's unacceptable.
Right. Right.
But at the same time, to support the students' right, I mean, not that the right to speech should include any Jewish hate.
Right.
But this war has just been so... This reminds me of Vietnam, not that I lived through Vietnam, but like what we learned about Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening on some... I mean, he even threatened to send in the National Guard.
Yeah.
It's like Kent State.
Yeah. President Biden signed a law that would ban TikTok unless it is sold within a year. It is not expected to cause any immediate disruption to TikTok. So all you kids out there, it's okay for a second.
Don't panic.
Breathe. There will be more legal challenges and hurdles selling the app that will likely cause months of delay.
But, you know, next week, Snapchat's getting shut down. JK.
Kick these poor kids while they're down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, between H&L.
Yeah.
Have you seen this trend?
No.
Between H&L and your keyboard.
What's H&L and your keyboard?
Oh. JK.
Oh, my God. Who told you that, Maddie?
Oh, my God.
It
somewhere online.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has scheduled a special session today to hear arguments over whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted over his efforts to undo his 2020 election loss to President Biden. He's been charged in federal court in Washington with conspiring to overturn the 2020 election, which is just one of four criminal cases that he is facing. An Arizona grand jury indicted seven attorneys or aides affiliated with Trump's 2020 presidential campaign, as well as 11 Arizona Republicans, on felony charges related to their alleged efforts to overturn Biden's 2020 victory in the state. Those indicted include former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, Attorney Jenna Ellis, and John Eastman.
Isn't it crazy that it takes this long for this to happen? That was 4 years ago.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. And I wonder if they all thought, I mean, they had to have all thought that it, you know, it would either go away or they would get away with it or this was,
right.
And it's all...
All coming.
It's all coming now. The Department of Transportation announced it's rolling out new rules that will require airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers for canceled and significantly delayed flights.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, what?
Hallelujah. Yeah, you got to get your money.
Happening?
Yeah. Well, they'll give you a credit.
Right.
You know, but then you're stuck with that airline even after you have a horrible experience.
Right. Yeah.
And I think there are some changes to... You know, when there's lost luggage, I don't know if it's compensation for that or what, but rightfully so. I mean, the airlines have just been running like just terrible.
Yeah. Yep. Dr. Fauci will be testifying before the House panel investigating the origins and government response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Fauci retired from public service at the end of 2022, but will testify about the pandemic on June 3rd. The Miami Heat beat the Celtics last night, 111-101 in Game 2 of the NBA playoffs. Game 3 is scheduled for this Saturday at 6 o'clock in Miami. The Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2 in the NHL playoffs. They play Game 4 against the Maple Leafs this Saturday at 8 o'clock. And last but not least, a new Beyoncé documentary called Call Me Country, Beyoncé and Nashville's Renaissance, is coming to Max tomorrow. It's going to be a first-hand look at Beyoncé's journey into the heart of country music. This should be awesome.
That'll be really good. I've been loving that. The one with Miley. Oh,
so good. Time is passing by. Yeah, I'll be your
backseat, baby. I'm driving you crazy. It's kind of sweet if you have like a friend who's like your ride or die.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.